Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål. Der findes ingen
Der
dumme
findes
spørgsmål.
ingen dumme spørgsmål.
Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål.
Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål.
Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål.
Of course, there's a lot of stupid questions.
Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål.
Welcome to the first episode of Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål, a comedy interview podcast. In this episode, I have taken a couple of students from Ulten Højskolen, asked them dumb questions, and gotten even dumber answers back. Glad you could hear it.
Welcome, Emma. Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you, Early. Thank you.
So we're just gonna get right into it.
Yes.
Do you think there are dumb questions?
No, I don't believe any dumb questions exist.
Let's see if you keep that opinion. Okay. So the first question, first real question.
Yes.
You're on a bus. Okay. I'm gonna put you in the scene. Okay. Close your eyes. Imagine.
I'm closing my eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready.
You're on the bus. You're going to Horsens. Yeah.
Nice place. Yes.
And you sit next to someone. You don't know anyone on this bus, okay? Uh-huh. You sit next to someone, and they offer you some noodles that they were eating. Who would it have to be for you to eat those noodles?
Oh, that's such a good question, and not a dumb question at all. I feel like that says so much about me, who I would trust to give me noodles. I feel like it's a question of hygiene and... and also just of trust in humanity. I would trust my mom to give me... Oh, I don't know.
Don't know
I don't
them.
Know them. That would also be very scary if I didn't trust my mom to yeah. give me noodles. Okay, maybe a child, but that's kind of gross. Yeah. I don't think I trust people. And I'm also kind of like, I don't really like sharing food with people. I don't know, in buses. That's generally my opinion, I think. But if I had to, maybe like, an elderly person.
Yeah.
I feel like usually I trust old people too much.
Like a grandma type person?
Yeah, exactly. But some old people are very evil. But I think generally I really like old people. So maybe an elderly woman who... seemed like she had made the noodle soup herself and she just wanted to share some love and home cooking, you know?
Yeah, okay.
In that situation, I would enjoy eating noodles with a stranger in a bus.
Do you think that if it was the bus driver offering, that you would feel pressured to eat him?
This is getting very deep. It seems like you're asking if I have a problem with authority.
Do you?
Emma, do you?
Emma.
Actually, I feel like I would... would I put my foot down and say, no, I don't want your noodles, bus driver? I think I would accidentally eat them because I didn't want to get in trouble. That's true.
Yeah.
You know me too well.
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
You're in a country. This is another story.
Should I close my eyes?
Yeah,
okay,
you should
I'm
close
closing
your eyes.
My eyes.
Yeah. You're in a country where you don't know the language. And you're in like a fruit market and you see all the fruits and vegetables you could find. And you're trying to buy something, but you say something and you accidentally offend the person selling the fruits and vegetables. So much so that they're going to attack you. What fruit or vegetable would you use to defend yourself?
Early, has this happened to you? Are you trying to tell me something?
Yes, yes. How did you know?
Okay, so the question is generally just if what fruit I would use to defend myself against a man who's trying to sell me fruits.
Yeah,
because I've said something offensive.
You said something offensive, and now you need to. You're gonna be attacked, or you can defend yourself, or an attack back.
Oh, that's such a good question. I feel like there's a lot of very spiky exotic fruits. But I don't know the names of them. And that's the whole problem here. Maybe also size is also something you have to consider. I think...
Is size important?
Oh, Early.
Emma? Emma, answer the question.
That's not one of the dumb questions, Early. I would choose... that's such a tough... Like a very, very unripe banana. Very, very big unripe banana.
Very big unripe banana.
Because I feel like it would be, it's like dense Yeah, I feel like that's such a bad fruit to choose, but now I have to like stick to it.
Yeah,
right?
defend it.
It's the best fruit I could choose. Really. I think, it would be like a very big unripe banana.
Yeah, okay.
It's the best answer you can say, and if anyone else says something different, they are wrong.
Okay, that's great.
Next question.
Next question, okay.
I'm closing my eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes. You're in the Copenhagen Zoo, and yes. You're looking at the giraffes, and yes. You see that they're going to close the giraffe exhibit, and then you make eye contact with a very sad giraffe in the giraffe exhibit. This question has two parts, by the way.
Oh my God.
How would you steal it? And how would you hide it from the government?
I love that you assumed that I would steal a giraffe, but I...
You made a connection.
Yeah, that's very true. I actually think there was a story about a sad giraffe in Denmark that was upset a lot of people early. So I think a lot of people will react very emotionally to this question. But how would I steal a giraffe? That's a very good question that I haven't thought about before, and it's not dumb at all.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
It's a very tall animal that you've chosen for me to steal. So I would get a very tall box and put it on some wheels, and then I would say that I... Wow, there is no way to steal a giraffe. I would get a helicopter and... No. How do you steal a giraffe? I think I would put a very big duvet over it.
Okay.
And then I would say that it was actually just a very tall chair.
I thought you were going to say ghost for a second. I was like,
oh, yeah, that's even better. I would say that it was a very tall ghost. And then I would wait for Halloween, and then I would ride on my tall ghost out of the zoo. And then if the government asked me, I would say, how dare you disrespect my ghost friend? This is very emotional for me. Yeah. And then I would tell them a very tragic story about how I lost a very dear friend, and then cry.
You know, that's great, Emma. You know, crying does help in most situations.
Oh yeah, just get some sympathy, yeah. You know?
That's very manipulative, like, Emma.
Yeah. That's just the way I am. Just, you know, the government also always reacts badly to people just crying, and they have so much time and sympathy for me.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Okay. All right, next question. Okay, how many seagulls would you have to find in your house before you started acting suspicious that someone was putting them there?
I feel like in general, I would find it very, very weird. Okay, let me just rephrase. I feel like in general, I would find it very weird if I found a seagull in my house. So maybe one. I don't think that's it hasn't happened to me before. So I would, I feel like I'm also kind of like a very skeptical person.
Yeah. So one seagull in your house and you're immediately thinking, yeah, Someone put this here.
Yeah, the next day you would find me with like a tinfoil hat on. And I would never leave my house. Oh my God!
Oh my God,
My laundry early.
Emma!
Wait, that's so disrespectful.
That's so disrespectful.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to leave that in the podcast.
No, don't do that.
The clock was actually set on the wrong date and she was supposed to have it the next morning.
So unprofessional of me. Okay, but in general, I feel like I have a lot of people who would do bad things to me early. No. Why do I say this?
Are we going to talk again about how you might not trust your mother?
I do trust my mother. This is not going to be the podcast. I love my mom. Let me go back to the question. I feel like I would be suspicious the second I found a seagull in my house. Because I have a lot of people who want to do some bad stuff early. Oh, I need to stop lying on this podcast. Okay.
Who do you have anyone in mind that you think, like, this is the person that would put the seagull in my house?
Oh, yes. I do think I have someone. I have a lot of people I've pranked at home. Because I'm a pranky little boy. Oh my god,
little boy!
You need to cut this off. I'm actually serious. The whole giraffe question and this question.
No, it's gold. It's amazing.
I'm serious. I need to do a second interview. Okay, I can't do this. Okay, let me just start over with the seagull. No, I can't.
No, you're not starting over. No. It's done.
And everyone's gonna hear me calling myself a pranky little boy. Okay, I need to think about it. I feel like oh my god, I need to stop touching. In general, I would be very suspicious if I found a seagull in my house. And I feel like I would have been targeted. And it would probably be revenge for some of the many pranks I've done. But in general, I would wait so that I got even more seagulls, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. If I knew that there would be the amount of seagulls would grow exponentially,
yeah,
I would see how far they would take it.
So you think this would be a repeat offense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope it would be a repeat offense.
Okay.
Because who doesn't want a house full of seagulls? That is my answer. Yeah.
Okay, great. So this is a question that Asuka wants to ask you.
Me?
Yes.
Or just everyone. Oh, the person before me.
Yeah.
That's so cute, Early.
Thank you. Okay. So the question is, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or ten duck-sized horses?
Oh my god. The horse-sized duck. That's a very big duck. Oh, and I think ducks are kind of scary, but what would they do, like, eat me? Oh, I feel like horses are pretty harmless, and they would just, it would feel like a smilfespark. Do you know what that is?
I have no
Can
idea.
I demonstrate on you?
Oh, okay.
I was not expecting to be viciously attacked like that, Emma.
Ow!
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that would be what it felt like if a duck-sized horse kicked me. And that doesn't sound too bad.
Okay.
And I think horses are kind of cute, but like in a I respect them very much way. But that's because they're so big. So maybe it would be kind of fun to fight 10 horse-sized duck knight.
No.
Oh, no.
Not 10 horse-sized ducks.
That's not even an option. Ernie, I will change the question. I will now fight 10 horse-sized ducks.
That's your answer. You're going to fight 10
I stick
of
by
them.
That.
Okay, I like that you stick
Can
by that.
Can I choose
that.
Shetland Ponier? They are very small horses.
No.
So if they are, and they're very cute.
They're medium-sized horses.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little taller than the Icelandic horse.
And your horse is quite small and
they're
long.
They're not that small.
Yeah, they are. They're very cute, aren't they? They're like long-haired and like short, with not, short legs.
They're not that small.
They're very cute.
Let's
I
go
want
to the
them.
Next
I want
question.
To fight them.
You want to fight them?
Yeah. Ten of them, please. Duck-sized, please.
Okay. So, do you still think that there are no dumb questions?
Yeah. How do I say? Yes, I do not believe that there are any dumb questions. Because I've learned so much about myself during this interview, Early. Thank you for letting me experience this.
No problem. But are there any questions you want me to ask the next person?
Yes. Oh my god, that's so much pressure. Okay. If they were a root vegetable, what root vegetable would they be and why?
Det er at findes ingen dumme spørgsmål.
You're in the zoo in Copenhagen.
Mm.
And you're at the giraffe exhibit. Mm. And you make eye contact with this really sad giraffe.
Yeah.
And you have like a connection. You're like bonded. How are you stealing this giraffe? And how are you hiding it from the government?
That's a fucked up question, Early. It was like my mission to steal the giraffe.
You just really feel like you need to, because you have such a strong bond.
A giraffe is a large animal.
Yeah.
I really don't know, Early. I don't think it's possible to get a giraffe out of the zoo without anyone noticing it.
I never said you didn't have to be noticed. You just have to. You just have to steal it.
Yeah. Okay. I could dress up as a zoo keeper.
Okay.
I would do that.
You would dress up as a zoo keeper. And how would you hide it once you've gotten it out?
Yeah. That's a hard question. We have. My parents has a big, I don't know what that's called in English. They have a big lade. I think that they it was a great idea to have a giraffe in there with all the.
Well, I mean, you could always just hide it from them as well. They don't have to know there's a giraffe in there.
Why? I don't think that they would bother.
Really? Do you think they'd be okay with it if you came home with a giraffe one day?
Yeah, if I said that I had a really emotional connection with this giraffe, I think they would be
happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Support me with that decision.
Do you have an idea for the name of this giraffe?
We have a story about, I don't know what Nasehorn is in English.
I don't know either. Why are you asking me? Like I know Danish.
You don't know Danish. It is a safari animal as well, which is just a big horn in.
Rhino?
Is it called a rhino?
Yeah,
we can say a story about a rhino that is called Otto, is a Nasehorn. Otto is a rhino. And I just thought about that. I don't think that they steal it. But I think the giraffe would be called Otto as well. My giraffe.
You would name it after the rhino?
Yes.
The giraffe?
Mm.
Okay. How many seagulls would you have to find in your house before you started suspecting someone was putting them there?
Three, I think.
Three?
Yeah. It would be suspicious after three.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, what would you think after the first two?
I would just. I don't think that I would. I think that I would be happy.
You'd be happy.
Yeah.
Like with the sequels in your house.
I'm happy. Well, happy. Well, I've always thought it was so funny when a bird just flew through the window and like is smashing around the house. Yeah.
And you would like that in your own house?
No, I don't think. Yeah, maybe. I don't think that it would be super duper, but I think that it would be funny.
Okay.
but three is enough. Not funny anymore.
Okay. So this next question is from Magnus.
From Magnus?
From Magnus, my last interviewer. What kind of birth control would you be if you were a birth control?
That is funny. It's funny to say that I would be a condom, but I don't think that I would be a condom.
Well, I mean, you basically have a tattoo of a
of a penis. I do not. That's a.
I thought at popsicle. First when I saw it that it was.
After offending Louisa a little bit, we moved on to the heart of the question.
The pill is krævende. I don't know what that is called in English.
I don't know either. You're saying so many
things. It's because I'm bad at English, really. needy. A needy person. Because it's every day.
Yeah,
it needs
needy?
Attention every day.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
And
I'm not a pill.
The, what's it called? UID?
It's actually IUD.
Oh, yes.
The thingy?
Yeah.
What kind of person is that?
A flowy person.
Yeah.
Like because it can
be... Free spirit?
Yeah, free spirit. Maybe I'm the IUD.
And then
what is it called, the one that's here?
I have no idea. No. I don't know what their names are. It's just the one in the arm, yeah. The one down there.
But what is it called in Icelandic? Nothing.
I don't know. No. There's probably a name, but yeah. I have no idea.
There's a name for it in Danish, I can't remember.
But the one that goes up up there.
The uterus.
The uterus.
Yeah.
What kind of person is that?
A more local?
More local. What the fuck does that mean? You mean some more local in like sexual way?
No.
Just like Danish.
Maybe I'm the one. I'm the contraception that goes up. What is it called?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Great content. What kind of person is the condom, though? Pretty risky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe brave. But not really brave.
And it gets thrown out when it's used.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Someone with
someone with replaceable,
without any friends.
Some loner.
It's called a spiral in Danish.
Great. Are you an aspiral?
I would say that I'm a more local, humble person.
Well, let's just keep it at that. Yeah. Lisa is a humble person.
I'm not so sure about the humble part, but let's just keep going.
This is the last question of the show. Are there any questions that you want to ask the next person?
What kind of furniture would you be in your next life?
Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål.
Hello, William.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Are you so excited?
I'm very excited.
So the first question, do you believe that there are dumb questions?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a very simple answer. Yes.
Very simple answer. Okay. Let's see if I can make you correct, I guess.
Okay. Prove me right.
Yeah. Yes. So let's imagine that you are on a bus, but you don't know anyone that is on this bus. And you sit down next to someone and they offer you some of their noodles. Who does it have to be for you to eat them?
Okay. That's a good question. Who will it be? If they're young, I wouldn't eat the noodles. And if they're old, I wouldn't either. And if I know them, I'll definitely eat the noodles.
You don't know them.
Okay, I don't know them. Depends on how they look as well, and what they're carrying the noodles in. If they have them like in a plastic bag, and use their fingers to gobble them up and give them to me, I wouldn't eat them. But if they like have a bowl or something, or a thermo.
Yeah.
No way. Container for them.
Would you share a fork?
I wouldn't share a fork with somebody I don't know.
Would you dip your hands in their noodles?
Depends also what kind of noodles. Are we talking like instant shit noodles? Are we talking like this is some good noodles, some nice noodles?
Would it change your answer either way?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear both of them.
Okay, let's say it's very bad noodles and it's like instant noodles for 3 kroner in Rema. I would say no thank you, I wouldn't like to taste your noodles. But let's say it's like one of the most exclusive instant noodles in the world. Mm-hmm. And a stranger on the bus says, hey, you should taste these. They're the best noodles ever. I think I wouldn't like raise a brown. I think I'll just be like, yeah.
You just go for it.
I just go for it. I think I would.
Okay.
It's all about open your horizons to new things.
Very true. What if it was the bus driver?
Oh, I would never do something a bus driver gives to me. You know, on the wheel the whole day with nasty fingers,
yeah.
Smoke cigarettes. No.
Do you not think it would be kind of rude to get on their bus and not accept their generous gift?
It would be kind of rude.
Yeah.
But I think I'll be entitled to think it's okay to say no to strangers' noodles, but if you want, I think you should go for it. I would go for it like 1 out of 3 times, I think.
Good to know. Next question. If you're in a country that you don't speak the language of, and you're at like a fruit market, and you see all fruits and vegetables of every type, like all you can think of, and you're trying to buy some from the fruit vendor, and somehow you offend him, and he's going to attack you, what fruit or vegetable are you going to use as a weapon or as defense?
I have everything in my disposal.
Every fruit and vegetable.
I think coconut would be a good guess. But then again, a fruit you could like throw at him before he gets close to you. I think that would be a good idea. I don't know, maybe a very heavy pumpkin. Very heavy pumpkin.
Very heavy pumpkin.
Yeah.
Do you think you would not struggle with using that as a weapon yourself?
Oh yeah, I could, maybe. So it's just me, normal me. No.
It's just you. Okay. You don't have any fruit superpowers.
And he's attacking me with just his bare hands.
Yeah.
I think I'll grab a coconut, a de-shelled coconut, mm-hmm. It's just hard. And I think I have multiple at my disposal, right? I'll just start tossing at him.
Are you just gonna, like a snowball fight?
Yeah, snowball fight. And plus you can have like a coconut in each hand, mm-hmm. And then you can use those as weapons.
Oh, that's yes. Clever. That's very clever.
I think that's what I'll do.
Do you think you'd be successful in taking him down?
Depends on the size. If it's like a small man, maybe a midget, I think I'll be right. I think I could do it, but so if it's like a super tall man, mm-hmm. Very big man, very fast. It also depends on how fast he can like close the distance to me. Small men, I'll use coconuts. Big men, I'll I don't know.
You'll just die.
I think I'll just die.
I'm not sure how to mourn this tragic death, but we must keep going.
You're in the Copenhagen Zoo, and you're in the giraffe exhibit, and you make eye contact with a very sad giraffe, and you have like a connection. How are you stealing this giraffe, and how are you hiding it from the government?
Is it a baby giraffe or a full-grown giraffe?
It's a full-grown giraffe.
Is money an issue?
No.
Okay, money's not an issue. Okay. Definitely go after it at night. I would like scout out the area, think of, okay, this is this, and kind of like think a way to get it out. If it's like in the edge of the zoo and the middle of the zoo, if it's the edge of the zoo, you can just cut the fence and go in, tranquilize it, put it on a bus, like buy a huge van and just toss it in there, have it there.
How are you going to lift this giraffe into the bus?
That's a good question. I think I use straps, you know, those thing you put straps into and you like turn them and it tightens the straps.
Okay.
So it like doesn't, it pulls a lot more than you can do with your own strength.
Yeah.
Like a pulley system. And I would like pull it up, get it in. Oh, that would be very hard. Maybe I'll start, I could also like get a helicopter. No, I couldn't do that. Yeah, too obvious. If it's in the middle of the zoo, I don't know. It's a good, very good question. And I can't do anything illegal. Well, it is illegal to steal the giraffe.
Yeah, you're already doing something illegal.
Yeah. And I wouldn't like to be a war criminal. So I wouldn't bring guns or anything.
Okay.
Or you try to do it as harmless as possible. But I think if it's in the middle of the zoo, I'll have to get more creative, have to think this more through. But in the edge, I think I just cut the fence, tranquilize it, use a pulley system, get it onto like a transporting vehicle, drive to Romania, buy a huge plot of land in Romania and just keep it there. Okay. Nobody knows if it would be in Romania. People would be like, oh,
you think the
it?
Government no. wouldn't even try to look in Romania for this giraffe?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay.
Wow, what a daring escape all the way to Romania.
How many seagulls do you have to find in your house before you start to think someone's putting them there?
The thought that popped into my head was, if there's like 2 seagulls, I would think, well, this is pretty weird. But 3, I'll think, something's up. Something's up.
Because yeah.
2 seagull buddies could like walk into a house, flying through a window or something. But 3 sounds very unlikely. I think 3, I would be like, this is weird. This is weird.
Yeah.
Something's up. The jig is up.
Yeah. That sounds like a beginning to a joke. Like two seagulls walk into a house.
The third one arrives. William got on his toes. Start looking around. Whoa, where are you?
Where are you?
Who got my keys?
Do you have anyone in mind that you think would do this?
No.
Then he said something that changed everything.
Kurt could.
Kurt?
Kurt. Kurt is a devious prankster. It would be a good prank. That would be a very good prank here.
Yeah, and he's very big on birds.
He is very big on birds. Imagine catching three seagulls and putting them in Kurt's office. What would be his reaction? Would he just walk in there and be like, huh?
I think if they didn't destroy anything, I think he'd be pretty, I think he'd like it.
Yeah. But if they did. Do you think he would know that anybody put them there?
That's a good question. I have no idea. Yeah. Maybe I should ask Kurt how many seagulls he has to find in his office.
Yeah, good idea. Good
I
idea.
Need to find
I'll
them.
I'll pitch it to him next time.
Yeah.
Good idea. And I did. You'll hear that soon.
This next question is from Louisa.
Okay.
The last interviewer. And she asked, what furniture will you be in your next life?
I don't know. I thought of a bidet. But I'll just be washing shit up people's assholes every day.
Does that change anything from your everyday life, though?
I mean, no, not really, though, when you think about it. What furniture I would be? I think I would be like some sort of kitchen utensil. But that's not a furniture, is it? That's your utensil.
That's a utensil. You have to be a furniture.
Yeah, a furniture.
Do you want me to list furnitures?
Yeah, list some furnitures.
There's some tables, there's some chairs.
I wouldn't do chairs because then you just get sat on every day.
Well,
I think that would be lonesome.
Do you think a chair or a bidet is better?
You know those baby swings you have inside?
Yeah.
Where you like put the baby in this like a cradle you swing around?
Yeah.
I think I'll be that.
Yeah.
Because
actually,
then you,
I could see that.
Yeah, then you like, you're just swinging around, cuddling with babies. Not anything sexual, of course. Just
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Just so people know.
Yeah.
Nothing sexual, just be that,
babies.
Just swing around, get love. You know, I think furniture that babies use always get more love than normal furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, yeah, I think that would be the one.
Okay.
That would be the one. Yeah, those cradles hanging from the ceiling, that's pretty cool too.
Da finnes ingen dumme spørsmål.
If you were on a bus,
yes.
Let's say you're going to Hedensted.
Yes.
Yeah. And you don't know anyone on this bus.
Yes.
Yeah. And you sit next to someone and they offer you some of their noodles that they're eating.
Yeah.
Who would that person have to be for you to eat their noodles?
Whoa. If I don't know anyone on the bus,
yeah.
I wouldn't eat it. I don't think it depends on who it is. I mean, I don't, yeah, it's just weird, I think.
Is there no one you would eat noodles from?
I mean, friends, sure, but...
No, you don't know them.
If I don't know them, I don't think so, no.
No?
No.
Not even an elderly woman?
No.
Elderly man?
No.
Middle-aged man?
No.
Middle-aged woman?
No, I don't think, it doesn't matter which age they are, I think.
What about the bus driver?
That would be very weird. He shouldn't eat noodles and drive.
Is that your main concern?
About him? About the bus driver asking me if I want some of his noodles?
Yeah.
No, I don't think... The main concern is I think it's super weird that someone asked me about eating some of the noodles.
Do you not think it would be... You'd feel like rude for saying no to the bus driver when he's already driving you somewhere? And he
I mean, if it's just I'm imagining him eating noodles and driving, then I wouldn't touch whatever he's doing. But if he has like a pack of instant noodles that he hasn't opened or anything, I would be I would say yes.
Then we found the real reason.
So you just don't like sharing.
Thank you for making that connection. No, it's not like that.
It totally was.
I don't want to share food with someone I don't know.
Is there no one, like absolutely no one, that could be on that bus that you don't know? That you
if I don't know them, I wouldn't touch the noodles. I mean, it sounds... it just sounds super weird. I can't imagine a scenario where some random guy or girl would... Some random person on the bus that I sit next to. I mean, if we start talking... No, I wouldn't. I don't think so. I mean, it has to be a pack of noodles that's closed.
Yeah.
Then I would do it.
Okay.
But what if they are eating a cup noodles and they are sitting and eating that and asking if I want to taste it, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Then that's your answer. Then fine.
Thank you. I mean... It depends. I mean, theoretically, I don't think I would do it when I'm sitting here. Maybe in the situation, it's different if I start getting a good talk with someone and it's some interesting taste or spice from these noodles. But and maybe it was if I drank a couple of beers and was in a good mood, you know. But I mean, I don't know. Probably not.
Let me know next time you're gonna go drunk on a bus. Yeah, we'll test the theory.
You're gonna be the random.
I'll have like a fake mustache.
Yeah.
I never did hear back about any bus journeys, but I am ready.
You're in a country where you don't know the language, and you're like in a fruit market, and you see all these fruits and vegetables and like everything you can imagine, and you somehow offended the person selling them.
Yes.
And he's going to attack you. What fruit or vegetable are you using to either attack back or to defend yourself?
Whoa, that's an interesting question. Which, I don't know, is that a spiky one? What is a spiky vegetable or fruit? And just throw a cactus at him? I don't know.
Is cactus fruit spiky?
No, I just mean a cactus is...
That's not part of the question. It's fruit or veggie. It's not just plant.
I have absolutely no idea. I've never thought about that. I don't know. Pineapple, I guess.
Pineapple?
It's a big one.
How would you do it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I would actually use a fruit, but when you ask me how I would do it, I guess I have to answer.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt that much, would it? Just throwing it at his face, I guess. I would probably be more a throw and run kind of guy. So I'd probably, I don't think I would go into an actual fight. So I would probably try and throw it in his face or her face, I don't know, which, at the person, and then run. Okay. So it will make them slower so I can start running.
Yeah. I think a pineapple, if you threw it hard at someone's face, it would hurt really bad.
Yes.
So I think that's a good choice.
It could also be like a big melon, but yeah. I don't know.
Like smash it over their head.
Yeah, and just red everywhere. Yeah.
After organizing a great battle plan, I asked another hard-hitting question.
Imagine you're in a zoo. Maybe you're the Copenhagen Zoo.
Yes.
And you're at the giraffe exhibit and you make eye contact with one of the giraffes and you have like a connection.
Yes.
How are you stealing that giraffe and hiding it from the government?
Whoa, that's interesting. That's interesting. I would probably, I have to be very creative here. There's probably something like getting a helicopter or something to just try and take it. And without the government knowing, be it night. I don't know. I would hijack. I would pay off some weather helicopter or something if that exists. So it looks normal. So it won't attract attention. And then at night, I would somehow get this giraffe underneath this helicopter on some rope, I don't know, in a cage with something over it so
yeah.
No one will notice.
Like a locked box.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean with some cloth over it so you can't see it. But it's a huge box though. I don't even know if a helicopter can transport a giraffe, but...
I don't think you really understood what I was asking.
I mean, they're allowed to know that you stole the giraffe. I just want to know how you're going to hide it.
Oh, hide it?
Yeah.
I would have never expected an answer quite like this.
I don't know.
That's not an option.
No. But what are my possibilities? Is a possibility to become a millionaire and buy a big house and make a room that's
well, I mean, if
tall
that's
enough for the giraffe?
Then you have to tell me how you're going to become a millionaire.
Just exist, I guess.
Just as good.
Yes, that's just me. I'm just going to be a millionaire. You don't... Can't you see it?
I can totally see it.
I have no idea, okay?
Just win the lotto.
Yeah, probably yeah. Something like that.
Okay. Do you think, do you have a name for your giraffe?
Bob.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob the giraffe.
Yes.
That's amazing. Okay.
Thank you.
Next question is, how many seagulls would you have to find in your house?
Seagulls.
Seagulls, the yes. bird. Before you started thinking that someone was putting them there.
Two.
Two.
One could be a coincidence, two won't. Yeah, I would be suspicious after one, but it could happen if you have an open window or something. But two, that's very unlikely.
Very unlikely, and yeah.
One is also very unlikely. I've never heard about anyone having a seagull in the home anyways. Depends on where I'm living. In Copenhagen, mm-hmm. I would definitely be suspicious. If I lived at the beach, always had my windows open, I was like, 40 degrees all the time, and I have to have everything open.
And you had your raw fish just on the table?
Yes, and I was just actually inviting them in the door. Then I wouldn't be suspicious. But
would you invite them in?
No.
No?
No. Absolutely not.
Would you not like a pet seagull?
I don't think they are accustomed to be a pet.
Okay. Do you think of anyone that would put a seagull in your house?
No.
No.
No. Maybe Kurt? Just for fun? No, I don't think so.
Kurt is suspect number one. Then things got a little heated.
Why would someone do that? I mean, it's the same as asking about the noodles. Why would anyone ask me about the noodles on the bus? Why would anyone put seagulls in my home? I mean...
Maybe it's the same person.
Yeah, it's some maniac out there.
He won't eat my noodles? Then you'll just have seagulls.
And
you'll
have some seagulls in your home. Yeah, I won't. Yeah. Maybe because I stole the giraffe and then he wanted to... I don't know.
You stole his giraffe.
Yes.
Der findes ingen dumme spørsmål.
You're in a country where you don't know the language, and you're at like a fruit market and stuff, and you see all these fruits and vegetables, like every single one that you could think of, and you say something that offends the person selling them, and they're going to attack you. What fruit or vegetable are you going to use to either attack or defend yourself?
I think I would definitely use a pineapple.
Yeah.
Because it has like sharp leaves. And I think I will maybe defend myself with it because it looks very dangerous and they're very sharp and people know that it would hurt a lot. But I would also, because I didn't mean to do it, I didn't mean to offend the person, so I would not attack him at all. I would try to defend myself. And if I had a pineapple, I would be scared that I would hurt the person. So maybe I will choose something else. But I don't know, maybe a watermelon, because it's so big and it can like hurt very much. And then I would use it to defend myself. It's a good fruit to defend yourself, I guess, a watermelon. It's big and you can use it as a shield, kind of.
Okay. Yeah. And would you like want it more like in like half so you could hold it better like as a shield? Or would you like it whole to offer like more protection?
When I think about it, I think I would love the watermelon to be shaped like a helmet. And then I can use it like a helmet, you know?
Okay.
Haven't you ever seen
it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it.
The watermelon is a great fruit for defense, I guess.
Okay. So you would arm yourself, like, would you put watermelon on as, like, armor?
Yeah.
Would you have anything, like, as a weapon then?
No. Or,
no
just
weapons.
My hands.
Just your hands.
Or maybe a watermelon, but it would just, I wouldn't use it just to scare him or just, okay. Make him cool down because he's like, he's got a watermelon, I should cool off. Yeah.
Okay, good answer.
Thank you.
Okay, next question. You are in a zoo. Maybe the zoo in Copenhagen or in Aarhus or wherever there are zoos, I don't know.
There is a zoo in Aarhus in Copenhagen.
In the zoo in Aarhus, and you are at the giraffe exhibit. And you make eye contact with the giraffe, and it's very sad. And you just feel this strong connection with this giraffe. How are you stealing this giraffe, and how are you hiding it from the government?
That's a very, very good question. My first thought was that I was gonna, like, become a zoo caretaker. It's a very difficult education, but with hard work, you can come a long way. So I guess I would try to become a zoo caretaker, is it called that, maybe? And then I would work at the zoo where the giraffe is living, and maybe also take care of the giraffe in the zoo. And then I would get to know the system, you know, at the zoo. And I would have the keys to open the doors and stuff, and then I could, like, in a big trailer, like, drive it home to my place and they can live in my backyard and have a really great... No, actually, I would fly it back to Africa and let it go, and it can live its life as whatever it wants.
So you don't want to stay with the giraffe?
No.
You want to set
it
free?
I can see in its eyes that it just wants to be out in the wild.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think you'd miss him?
Yes, of course I would. Yeah. But you gotta close the door to open a window, you know?
Do you have a name for your giraffe?
Hubert.
Hubert.
Yes, like the microphone.
Like the microphone. Okay. The next question is, how many seagulls would you have to find in your home before you started thinking that someone is putting them there?
Seagulls?
Mm-hmm.
One. They don't belong in my... How would a seagull get in? Okay, maybe not one. They could fly in through the window. That's a very good question. Because one could happen. And maybe two, it's very unlikely, but it could happen. But three, that's like... Then someone put it there. Three is the golden number, I guess.
Okay,
so because people, like, if someone should put seagulls in my house, they would at least place three. They wouldn't place one or two, they would place at least three.
Do you think those three happen at the same time or one at a time?
One at a time. Yeah.
Okay. Which would make you more suspicious?
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's just so unlikely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think of anyone that would do this to you?
Yeah. William.
William Brothers? Brothers,
yeah. He's a real prankster, you know. Actually, I pranked him yesterday, but I don't think he realized it because he was 6 hours in his room. But he's a real prankster and he could do... And I think he has some kind of connection to animals and nature and stuff, so he can, like, easily catch a seagull and place it in my house. Yeah.
What prank did you do on him?
I can't wait to hear about this master plan.
I took his, like, shoe. What's it called?
Shoehorn?
No, like, where all of their shoes is, like, placed.
Oh, they're, like, a shoe cupboard.
Shelf. Yeah, a cupboard, yeah. And placed it in front of his room so they couldn't get out. Or it was in the way. But then Lauritz was the first to wake up, so he just, like, put it to the side so he didn't even realize it.
Der findes saftsus med navn dumme spørgsmål.
So let's imagine you're on a bus.
On a bus, okay.
Yeah. And you don't know anyone on this bus. And you sit next to some person and they offer you some of their noodles.
Noodles?
Yeah. Okay. Who would this person have to be for you to accept the noodles?
I think someone very close to me.
No, you don't know them.
I don't know them.
You don't know anyone on this bus.
Okay, I don't know anyone. Who would it be? Oh, I think maybe like Harry Styles or someone. Because I don't know him personally.
Yeah.
But if I don't recognize them at all, like if they're not famous or anything, then no, thank you. Because germs.
There's no one that you could see yourself eating noodles from? Except for Harry Styles.
Like Scarlett Johansson?
No. No, I meant like no one that's not a celebrity. Imagine you're in a country where you don't speak the language.
Okay.
And you're at a fruit market. And you can see all the fruits and vegetables you know of. Like every single type. And you say something to offend the person selling the fruit. Which fruit or vegetable are you choosing to use as a weapon? So you're at the Copenhagen Zoo. And you're at the giraffe section.
Okay.
And you make eye contact with this giraffe.
Oh, okay. In there,
and you feel like a really strong connection and a really strong bond. How are you stealing this giraffe and hiding it from the government?
Do you know Dr. Pjuskebusk?
No.
No. Okay. Well, he's actually called Sebastian Klein. And he's like a famous person in Denmark that has a very... kind of like animal caretaker. He has a good relationship with the Copenhagen Zoo and zoos overall. So I would probably befriend him and then get him to make me a zoo caretaker or something like that. Or have him in on the idea of stealing the giraffe because he would probably know how to take care of it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
He also knows like from their shits and stuff what's wrong with them.
Okay, that's a good knowledge to have. And how are you hiding it?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. I think he would know some place to hide it, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has some secret hiding spot where he's already hiding.
Yeah. I think he probably took a panda once or something.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows?
I would believe it from, what's his name?
Dr. Pjuskebusk.
Dr. Pjuskebusk.
I did try to contact Dr. Pjuskebusk, but he said, and I quote, no comment.
Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål.
Hello, Magnus.
Hi, Ueli.
Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
It's mixed feelings.
Do you think that there are dumb questions?
Definitely.
Do you think the questions I'm going to ask you are going to be stupid?
I don't know, but I presume that some of them might be very dumb indeed.
Okay. Let's get started then. Let's say that you're on a bus.
Yeah.
Let's say your car broke down, so because I think it's very unlikely for you to go on a bus.
Very unlikely indeed.
Yeah. So you have to go on a bus. Okay. And you're on a bus and it's full of strangers. You don't know anyone on this bus. Okay. And you sit down next to someone and they offer you some noodles that they were eating.
In the bus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How?
Who would it have to be for you to accept and eat the noodles?
Well, you already said I didn't know them.
Yeah, but like so what kind of person?
Straight no.
Be shallow.
I would never accept noodles from a stranger. Never. Strange noodles, not for me.
But what if it's like a sweet old granny?
Again, why would she? Maybe if it was like a Japanese old lady who was eating like homemade noodles, then maybe I would accept some.
Would you not accept some from like someone your own age?
No.
What about middle age?
No.
Old
no.
man?
Again, I think Japanese old lady is the only.
Is the only answer.
Yeah, the only right answer for me.
What if the bus driver offered you some?
Again, why would the bus driver have hot noodles? in like a...
Just answer the question, Magnus.
No, I would not accept noodles.
Do you not think it would be kind of rude of you to not accept his noodles?
Accepting noodles is not rude.
He's the bus driver.
Yes, he's not the noodle chef, he's the bus driver. I shouldn't have to accept his noodles.
But but he's about to drive you for a long time. Like, don't you think you would be like, oh, maybe he's going to do something if I don't eat the noodles?
You think his self-esteem is so low that if I didn't accept his lukewarm noodles, he will just crash the bus? Yeah. I didn't think about that.
So does that change the answer?
No. I would take the crash.
You would rather crash than eat the bus driver's noodles?
Yeah.
With the options of bus crash or some stranger's noodles, I think I'd take the noodles.
How many seagulls would you have to find in your house before you start thinking that someone is putting them in there?
In my house?
Yeah.
I guess two. The first one, I honestly don't think anybody would put a seagull in my house. But then again, the next day, if I found another one, then I'll start to become suspicious.
And...
And then who would it be then?
Yeah, do you have anyone in mind that would do that to you?
If it's not you, I don't know who it should be. I don't have any other enemies.
Why do people keep saying that I'm gonna put seagulls in their house?
Because you asked the question for an obvious reason.
I brought it back to suspect number one, Kurt.
Oh, he loves birds.
Yeah.
He would never put it in an unnatural environment. I don't think Kurt would do that. Not to the birds.
Do you not think Kurt would do it?
No. And even if you put seagulls in my house, the giraffe would, like, kick the ass.
I thought you weren't going to take the giraffe.
Yeah, I took the giraffe sometime. I didn't say when I was going to give it back.
Like weekend trips.
Yeah. I think that birds are going to get out of control. Honestly, there are too many of these fuckers. If they start getting intelligent, we have a problem. And then they rule the sky and soon the earth. We'll have to go underwater. There's not a lot of birds there.
There aren't a lot of birds there.
No, there's no birds under the water. Under the water.
Under the water.
Under the water. No birds. A lot of fish. No birds.
No birds.
No birds. Maybe penguins.
Yeah, penguins could be a threat.
Yeah, we'll beat them up. We'll beat them. We're a lot more humans than penguins.
Right? So we'll beat penguins, but we won't beat pigeons.
No, no, no way. They can fly.
Yeah, that's true. They like, do know how to fly.
Birds who can't fly, no threat.
Do you
no
not
threat.
Think that birds are actually just robots for the government?
Some of them, but not all of them. That would be too many. That's a lot of birds. That's a lot of birds. So I think the bird uprising is coming. That doesn't mean global warming isn't even a threat compared to the birds.
Yeah.
I don't know who your other guests were, but not seeing the birds, big mistake.
Yeah, big mistake.
Fatal
I
mistake.
Think people are just blind to the truth. Yeah.
I mean, that's a reason why I became a hunter. Get rid of some of the birds. We've got to get rid of some of those birds.
Thank you for your service.
No problem, man. I'm just doing my duty.
So fucking stupid.
Then he asked for the unimaginable.
If someone can provide me a photograph of someone on a bus with a cup of steaming hot noodles.
You know what? Give me a week.
You can't be you. It has to be caught in the wild.
It has to be caught in the wild?
Yeah, caught in the wild.
I'll find something.
Wild bus driver appears with noodles.
Der findes ingen dumme spørgsmål.
Now we head to our next interviewee. You all know him as the expert on birds, Kurt.
My first question is, do you think that there are dumb questions?
I've said that a lot of time to students. Oh, there's no dumb questions, but of course there are.
I was shocked. I was appalled.
If you were on a bus, let's say that you're heading to Aarhus or to Horsens or wherever, and you sit down next to a bunch of strangers, and one person offers you some of their noodles that they're eating, who would that person have to be for you to accept the noodles?
I wouldn't accept it at all. I don't think so.
There's no one you could ever accept the noodles from.
I should be very hungry then. So maybe, yeah. Noodles in a bus to Aarhus? No, I don't think so. I would try to be very friendly, but in a polite way, say no thank you.
What if it was the bus driver?
The bus driver? Wow. He should be taking care of driving the bus, I think. Weird. Maybe the bus driver, I don't know. If I'm hungry.
If you're hungry.
Yeah.
Next question. You're in a country where you don't know the language, and you're in a fruit and veggie market, and you see every single fruit and vegetable you could ever imagine. And you say something that offends the person selling them. Which fruit or vegetable are you using to defend yourself or to attack him back when he attacks you?
Oh. Shit. I will probably run. But if I should defend myself, it could be a pastinac. Is it called that in English as well?
I'm not sure. What is a pastinac?
Like a white carrot. It's pretty hard.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How would you use it?
Like a sword, I think. Yeah, yeah. Just when he's trying to hit me, then trying to avoid the strokes.
Yeah, with
the,
and you parry.
Yeah, like a sword. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really a crazy question. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, okay.
One might even say it might be a dumb question.
No, not yet, not yet.
Not yet.
That makes me feel pretty motivated.
Well then, did you ever go to zoos when you were younger?
Zoos, yeah.
What zoo did you go to?
Copenhagen.
Yeah? So let's say you're there now, and you're looking at the giraffes, and you make eye contact with a very sad giraffe there, and you feel a very strong bond and connection.
Yeah.
How are you stealing that giraffe, and how are you hiding it from the government?
Say again, please.
So you have your...
Eye contact with the giraffe.
Yeah, and you feel a really close connection. You know, like, oh my God, like, just wow.
Yeah.
This giraffe is like, we're meant to be best friends and be together forever.
Yeah.
How are you going to steal it? And
steal it?
Yeah.
Oh, steal it.
And hide it from the government.
Wow, stealing a giraffe from the Copenhagen Zoo. Oh, it takes a lot of effort, I think. A big handbag? No, that's not good. That's a good idea. I don't know how to steal a giraffe in a zoo. I would probably go there when in nighttime.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that the fence. I need to have this, you know, to cut up the fence.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the biggest problem is that the giraffe wouldn't follow me. I don't know. Of course it would. Yeah.
Of course the giraffe would follow you.
Yeah. Then we get out of the fence, and then some kind of, there's another, the gate at the zoo is pretty high. We have to jump. This weird thing that Torben showed us at the morning assembly, morgensamling.
Yeah.
With this bossa thing where you can jump. And I bring one of them. And then I bring the giraffe on top of this. And then we jump. And then we jump over the gate.
That's very good.
Yeah.
How are you then hiding the giraffe?
Oh, hiding it. Yeah, okay.
You got it successfully out.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
Yeah. How could I hide a giraffe? Probably I would paint it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it looked like a horse with a very long neck. Yeah. You know, in Copenhagen, they don't know the difference between different kinds of animals.
Yeah,
so,
course.
Yeah. So you can see some of the students here from Copenhagen at Uldum High School, they're pretty, you know, don't know much about the nature and so. So probably painted like a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just walk it home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
All right. Then we go to the next question. Okay, so how many seagulls would you have to find in your house before you started thinking that someone was putting them in there?
Seagulls? Mm-hmm. I could do it myself. I like seagulls.
Yeah?
I love seagulls.
Would you ever put them in someone else's house?
No, I haven't. But maybe I should. I could. Maybe. Yeah. People love seagulls, doesn't they? Yeah. Yeah, everyone loves seagulls. Yeah. Especially when you live in cities, they eat the pizzas in the morning, and yeah, everyone loves seagulls. I should try to put some seagulls in people's houses. Yeah.
It's actually amazing that you said that, because when I've asked this question before, I've asked people, who do you think would do this? And I've had a couple say, Kurt.
Of course, yeah, they know me.
Yeah. 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 All right. Do you know anyone that would put seagulls in your house, other than yourself?
My son. I think my son.
Yeah, he would know how much you loved them.
Yeah, exactly.
Birthday surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to find some seagulls and put them in people's houses. Maybe in the rooms at the Højskole. Yeah, maybe in Udgård. Yeah, they could have seagulls in their rooms. I will do so.
I think they will love that.
Yeah.
Watch your back, Udgård.
Okay, this is a question for the audience. If you were living together with a seagull and you should give it a pizza to eat, what kind of pizza do you think that seagulls prefer?
Thank you for listening to the Finnes Ingen Dømme Spørgsmål, a comedy podcast. In a moment, you'll hear the outro created for me by Rasmus. Maybe plug your ears.
Okay.